The weight of exhaustion lies heavy on my shoulders. It's been a hell of a week. My granddad is dead. The pain from his loss now curls inside me, making a home. Somehow the weight, seeing him suffer for so long, makes it worse. I miss him. I miss him so much, and I'm sure I always will. I smile. He was my person. I grip the steering wheel with both hands as my smile fades. The world is a darker place without him. Hell, he wasn't perfect, but who of us are? Perfect, I mentally scoff. Nobody is perfect. I rub my tired eyes. My face feels gritty underneath my palm. At least I got a parking space outside the house today. Dragging myself out of the car, I bump the door closed with my hip and groan as my feet rhythmically throb with each movement. I shuffle my exhausted carcass around the car and step onto the pavement. Work doesn't stop for my grief. I can't stop as there are bills to pay. I guess it's an achievement to stay on top of things when circumstances, fate, wants to bury you. I inhale, then release the breath slowly. I'm proud of myself. I got us out of the debt hole. He'd be proud of me. I'm adulting perfectly, Grandad, I say into the wind. The late water bill is paid, £900 gone with a click of a button, and my last 20 quid went on petrol. Super noodles for dinner, then. Yum. Being grown up sucks. In an exhausted daze, I flick the latch open on the wooden garden gate. The things I still need to do before I get to relax roll through my head. My boots scrape noisily across the path as I trudge towards my front door. I've not got the energy to lift my feet. I take a few seconds to realise that my key isn't opening the front door. Huh. I pull it out and stare at it. It doesn't look damaged. I shove it back into the lock, and my hand meets resistance when I attempt to turn it. What the heck? I mumble. The hinges on the gate behind me squeak, and I turn just as my uncle smashes his way through. The poor abused gate thuds against a wall, and the impact sends a chunk of mortar to the floor. I narrow my eyes.
Trudy, he grunts.
Gah, my name is True. T-R-U, not Trudy. Why does he have to be such a prick? His lips curl into a semblance of a smile. Uh-oh. Whenever this man flashes that creepy smile, I know something bad is going to happen. My tummy flips, but I force my face into what I can only hope is an unconcerned mask. He loves nothing more than to rile me up. Looking at him makes my skin crawl. Now Grandad is no longer here to protect me. There's no telling what this idiot has planned. His short silver hair flops in front of his eyes, and with a thin hand, he pushes it out of the way as he glides towards me. I've worked out what's happened. I tilt my chin and look down at him, at this moment loving my 6 foot height. With growing dread and barely controlled rage, I nod my head back at the door and raise an inquiring eyebrow. Uncle Philip, I say through the gritted teeth of a fake smile. My key isn't working. You changed the locks. This is the man who couldn't be bothered to visit his father when he was ill. When he was dying. This is the man who also couldn't attend or contribute to the cost of his dad's funeral. My hands ball into fists at my sides, and I attempt to curb my temper with a self-restraint that I don't feel. 1, 2, 3. I slowly count in my head as I wrestle with myself. My nostrils flare as I take in a deep, cleansing breath.